Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Help of God series is Will You Dare Trust? And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 14 and verse 11. And Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. In our anchor scripture, Asa, king of Judah, was faced with an army larger than his, an enemy army that had 1 million men and 300,000 chariots had come out against Judah to war against them. Now Judah had just 300,000 men and were assisted by the tribe of Benjamin, who also brought another 200 and something thousand soldiers. Combined, they were still less in number than the enemy army. So they knew they were in trouble. The Bible says this wise king looked at the situation and knew that he needed some kind of intervention. He cried to God for help. Our anchor scripture teaches us a couple of things about the help of God. One, God can help in situations that are not necessarily entirely spiritual. This was a war. Wars are usually fought and won based on military might and strategy. But Asa was unashamed to call on God in this situation. He knew his army was at a disadvantage, but he also sustained a knowledge that many of us Christians have refused to retain in this age. He knew that his was a God who rules in the affairs of men. He cried to God. It was a war between human armies, but he knew that he could invite God into that affair, and he did. Do you know that you can invite God into your marriage, into your academics, into your family, into your job, into your business? You can actually ask him for help in relation to absolutely anything, and he will come in. Two, you cannot permutate the strategies God will use to help you. Asa said, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with them who have no might. He understood this. God can use absolutely anything or anyone or any means to help a people. In Asa's case, the Bible says the Lord himself descended and fought the enemy nation. Scripture says the Lord smote the Ethiopians. In other wars where people called on God to help in the Bible, he made the enemies kill themselves, or he caused them to flee at sounds no one else heard. God can use anyone or anything to help. It is not your responsibility to dictate what strategy the Lord is to use. Your responsibility is to trust. Three, Asa knew that asking for the help of God was tantamount to handing over the battle to the Lord. Listen to his last sentence. He says, you are our God. Let not man prevail against you. He didn't say, let this army not prevail against us. He said, Lord, I am relying on your help. I am stepping back for you to take center stage. It is therefore not my army that fights, but you who fights for us. He was audacious enough to have faith in his unseen God. Like King Asa, someone listening to me today is in trouble. You do not see any way of escape. The problems in front of you are genuine problems that have the propensity to kill you. My question to you today is, will you dare trust this God? I tell you, he is able to help you. All you need to do is ask. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.